Brothers and sisters, as we walk through this life, we can find endless things to lament about. But God calls us to peace with himself, with each other, and with ourselves even. Because we are new creations in Christ. The old will pass away when we see his glory, and he will purge from us all remnant of sin. John, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. I strive to obey, and Tony read this, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this will all know you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. You practice open communion, so if you are faithful to Christ and you proclaim him as Lord, partake. And would the ushers now come forward? Paul, writing to the Corinthians, says this, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was to be betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Further, he states, "In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." Take and drink. Lord, thank you for this sacrament, that we can remember your grace. Amen.